Turn your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
.com.
A crossover is
crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover. Close to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover. Alright, time for the crossover. Welcome. Hello. Tuesday.
Hey.
I feel like I should have my headphones on.
Whatever makes you comfortable.
Any cuts?
Only if we're listening to Jimbo Fisher.
Or that guy on Channel 8 in Lincoln.
Man.
You know what? You bring up a great point, Connor. I know you got questions.
Fired.
Should ask Damon.
Ask me what?
Yeah, Damon, how do you feel about that?
I have no opinion. I promised Sandy I was going to be in a better mood.
Yeah, you've been crabby lately.
And she did tell me I've been crabby.
What?
You know what I haven't done? I was going to do it after her comment.
What?
I was going to hug you.
Aww. No, I'm good.
Like, would we front hug, side hug?
I don't think you'd front hug.
We do what's called virtual.
Oh, like the Cox blanket.
Like, would we go...
That's why I saw that stupid thing.
The awkward of, like, bring him in?
Nope.
Okay, a little tap on the back?
Virtual. That's
all. You know that I dated?
You guys have ever hugged before?
Maybe. Well, I mean,
you know, like the dad bring him in. When I've seen him, like at
a
game
what?
Or something.
During our time together, we've had some life things. I think we've hugged a couple of times.
Yeah.
Just as like not on air guys, but just as man.
Awkward.
Man. You know what? I had this thing, and I stopped doing it because it was pointed out to me that I was dating someone, and I always touched her in the back. Like if there was something like that was my. Oh, I feel bad. I would touch her in the back. Mm-hmm. And she brought that up one time. And so then I stopped doing that because I was very cognizant. Because what happens if I was, just like a tap. I was a tap guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like on her back.
Yeah.
Like on her shoulders.
Mm-hmm. I caught myself last night in our coaches meeting. We're kind of all sitting around the tables and I put my arm around one of my assistant coaches. I just kind of like gave him a little shoulder squeeze. And I made light of it later on. I was like, hey, if that was weird, man, I apologize.
I didn't mind.
He's a good dude, super smart. He said something, I just wanted to encourage him. That's all.
I definitely don't like to be touched.
Hugged? No?
Yeah.
That's probably number one or two in my love language.
Is you want to be touched? Touch me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey,
but not,
same here.
And then the other one is time spent. So I'm definitely a Pisces, needy, clingy, insecure, youngest of five.
My wife is acts of service.
Really? Mm-hmm. That would be miserable.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
God love her, but
hey,
it's a lot of work.
Isn't it funny, though, how we're so late to learn that how we receive love doesn't mean that's how we should do it?
Yeah.
Like, everybody has different things they like, but it's like, you know, we assume people like what we like. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always
work that way.
No.
It's like, I actually don't like it when you come up to me and rub my shoulders.
And I definitely wouldn't be an acts of service guy. Like, I don't think you love me anymore if you like vacuum. You know what I mean? That doesn't float my boat at all. I mean, I like a nice clean carpet, but I can vacuum myself. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're saying, Damon.
You can.
But do you know how to love through that?
Well, there is a
loving through vacuum.
There is a company in Las Vegas that they will come out and clean your house.
Yeah. Why do you have to go all the way to Vegas?
Here. Buy local, Gary.
Well, what do you mean by that? Because I don't think it's local.
It's a different kind of cleaning?
Yeah, it's like a scantily clad women will come out to your house and clean the house.
Oh, that
and
seems it, nice.
And the only reason I know that is because...
Because you're weird.
No,
yeah,
because in
why.
Vegas I saw an ad, you know, like the trucks that drive by.
Yes.
They had that on there and I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And the first thing I thought of was, can you make money off that?
Well, here's the thing.
My guess would be
Am I the only one that would be uncomfortable watching someone else clean your house? Like, wouldn't you want to get up and do it yourself?
I would.
Why
help,
would you
yeah.
watch?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no. Never mind.
What?
Well, like
that's a legit point, right?
That is. I was thinking about something else.
You want to sit on the couch?
I have a hard time. Like,
cleaning your house?
I don't have as big a house as you guys have.
I don't have big
But
house.
Having like a maid service come to my house because I don't want them touching my things.
You get over it.
Well, I know everybody that does have a service say it's amazing.
But there's a difference between cleaning and deep cleaning.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, there's the good
like
old fashioned
wiping
once
down
a week
countertops.
Yeah, that's normal stuff, but.
Were you tidying it up or are you
dusting
cleaning?
A ceiling fan?
Every once
in
a while, you got to get in the crevices. Yeah. Dusting a ceiling fan?
You got to fluff the ceiling fan.
That's once, maybe like three times
that's
a year.
What it's called.
Oh, yeah, you got the little fluffer.
Yeah, it goes on top of it. Just yeah. A little...
Oh, I clean my ceiling
no,
fan.
No, I know what it is.
What is it? What is it called then?
Like a feather duster?
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, you don't fluff the ceiling fan.
I thought there was a fluffer. I think about a fluffer.
What are you fluffing? You're cleaning.
I think the thing is on the stick is called a fluffer.
I don't think that at all. Like, not even remotely.
What it? Yeah, feather duster.
Well, that just sounds weak. I like the fluffer.
That's way worse.
You get feather dusted, right? I get fluffed. It's again, it's how you receive love. You would like to be feather dusted. I'd like to be fluffed.
Now he breaks into they have people for that.
I don't even know what mine are. Still.
Are you serious? You should take a test.
I should take a test.
Just call. Just, it's you can Google it. Love languages.
All right, I'll do it right now.
I think are there five or six words of affirmation, random acts of kindness, time spent.
God, when I got married, touch. I should have studied this.
Love languages quiz.
Yeah, I can't remember what they are.
How long do you think this takes?
You can just do a quickie.
I'm an adult.
You and your wife are supposed to take it at the same time and then compare results.
Yeah, you know.
Well, we'd have opposite ends of the spectrum in love, don't we?
Well, honey? I mean, everybody's gotten into those discussions where it's like you feel some type of way and you say, well, and you try to explain it and they say, well, I did this, this, and this. And you're like, yeah, I didn't receive it like that.
I've answered like four questions already and I'm like 15%.
When did you say your birthday was?
Tomorrow.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, my birthday is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll be 30 years old.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. It's not very old.
No.
My kiddo's birthday's in a couple of days, too.
Which one?
Caleb.
Mine's on Sunday.
Yeah, I know. You guys are getting... it's not the right term. You guys are going to get...
Good job there, Damon.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Celebrated.
Celebrated. You guys are going to get celebrated
rewarded.
On Friday.
Yeah, rewarded.
Rewarded
for living another year.
And she's wearing a costume too, right?
Yeah, she likes to. She
dress
likes
up.
Themes, I think.
She
yeah.
likes to dress up.
Yep.
She was Guy Fieri once, and it was spectacular.
Yeah. Oh.
She looked just like him.
Heard some good stories.
Probably need some context here because people that just tune in. I already made
she
a
likes
mistake
to dress
of calling
up.
That thing a fluffer.
We're going to have so a butler on yeah. Friday.
Oh, I thought you were doing a bit.
For our.
No bit. Apparently, it's not a fluffer. I'm getting killed that I called it a fluffer.
I don't know who else around the office is going to be.
Do you know what that
this.
Is?
Huh? Well, I thought it was what I clean my. Well, then what am I cleaning my thing with?
Yeah, feel free to Google.
Kind of.
Excuse me?
What? He's dead, dog.
No,
he finally had to put his
no,
phone down.
He's doing this as
no,
a bit.
No, because people are like crushing me. Okay, so I don't know.
This Sharpie, is a bit.
Is that a bit?
I'm
this
not.
Is a bit.
I don't know what it is to clean. Next time, I will just get a rag and I will go up there and clean my ceiling fan.
A lot of times, though.
A rag?
I have one and it's high and it has an extended. Is extendable a word? Or is it?
I think so.
Well,
on the crossover,
as long as there's another word.
Yeah, you can like make it longer
it
and
extendable.
You can get up there and do it. It's annoying if you have ceiling fans.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a ceiling fan in your bedroom?
I do.
Yeah, that's a must.
Probably like once or twice a year I clean it off.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I think you got to clean it off more than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I know when I get up there, it's pretty... It's caked on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
how often do you change your filters?
For what?
In your furnace?
Yeah.
Oh, well, whenever it needs to be, you know.
Are you really that guy?
Like
that
every cost cycle? Me.
Yeah.
Listen, I about got kicked off this show once. I was so.
Teach me how to live.
To Dougie, I was so ostracized, it wasn't even funny. Because it happened to me twice in 4 months. I'm like, man, something is wrong with my heating and cooling system.
Uh-huh. Yeah, whenever something goes wrong. It's
well, twice it was my filter backed up my thermostat.
Oh.
And so it got super cold.
Hmm.
And when I pulled my filter out, it was about the color of those keyboards. Dead serious.
Hmm.
16 by 25 by 1.
How often would you suggest?
Once every 3 months now.
That's what it says on the package. I can't get that far out of mine.
You know what I had to do?
What?
Because it happened to me twice in literally 5 months. I put it, it's in the calendar.
Yeah.
Change filter.
Yeah.
And somebody, one of the listeners told me to do it. Say, just give yourself a reminder.
You order them in bulk or is that
Costco has them three for $24.
Oh, yeah. For real? That's okay.
I only get about 4 to 6 weeks.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before everyone in the house starts getting all stuffed up and.
Oh, man.
It matters.
Change the filter, honey.
No, I'm serious. It does matter.
Well, I haven't had any fans or anything like that running for 4-5 days now because.
What's your household temp?
It's about 70 usually.
All year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sharpies. What are you laughing at?
People are tweeting at him because he's foolish.
Okay. He's got a bunch of fluffer jokes coming.
Yes, so.
I can't even believe that he was dead serious. I don't think that was a bit.
I didn't know that is.
And plus, nobody goes to the store. Hey, what do you need? I need a fluffer for what? My ceiling fans.
You know, one of those fluffers.
I thought it was called a fluffer. It is not a fluffer. It is something else.
That was just in the place of another word that he couldn't find.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah. Whatever. I'm not in that industry. I did not know what that was.
Hey. Now we're getting phone calls.
Josh is like, yeah, well.
Honest mistake.
Right. We're not exactly taking calls right now.
Josh, was that?
I will pass this along, though. You said that those furnace filters last every 3 months.
Is that what it is?
This guy said you need to change them every 90 days.
That's 3 months.
Yes, you get the joke.
Aren't there 30 days typically? Is Josh messing with me?
He is.
No, I'm just telling you what the caller said. You can either...
That is what the caller said.
You can choose to take it as a joke, yeah. Or you can choose to take it as...
Hey, Damon, he also said, do it with a balloon. Go.
You're not going to get me fired up about the balloons thing.
So if anybody was offended, I'm sorry that what I cleaned my ceiling fan with, I had misidentified.
And leave it to Fremont Fred to tweet out the definition. He's so crass. Do you remember the stretch where he went through three or four Twitter handles in three or four months?
He was one of the first people to be
suspended by Twitter.
They were
getting him shut down. He's total P1.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he tweeted and...
What was the one that had all the numbers behind it?
Well, that was as he was angry at Twitter, so he did
burners?
Fred, 874218964989.
This dude is crazy. And the funny thing is he has a really good job. I'm like... Do you have to do those things where they say your opinions are not your own?
I wonder what that guy outside of Ivanicone does for a living.
Who?
That guy outside of Ivanicone.
So our guy that was interviewed on the street, he was holding a cup of ice cream, and he's right outside of Ivanicone in Haymarket Park.
Oh, Ivanicone.
Ivanicone, yes. Yeah.
Oh. Well,
what do you think he does for a living?
I don't know.
I bet he has a pretty good job.
I bet he works out on Highway 2. I bet he works at Pfizer.
He mispronounced Trev's name, though. Maybe it was an accident.
Alverts.
Hey, what?
Sharpie went into a bit that he was calling plays. Like, he wanted to go all verts. Yeah.
But we would like now to see Trev's emails today.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I want to go.
Are we really just letting the steak on a stick thing slide?
Thank you, Damon.
Thank you.
But there, so that and everything else. So there's the one thing that people are finding out about Trev, because I'll get feedback and it'll shock people. Trev responds to emails. Now, it might be at 11:45 at night. It might be at 6 in the morning. Trev is really good at responding to fan emails.
Trev is listening.
But after a night like last night with the balloons and steak on a stick, I want to read his inbox this morning. God. But I want to read the subject lines.
That'd be a good bit, Connor. Let's write some.
Emails to Trev?
Yeah, we'll read them off before the show. It'll be exactly like Jimmy Fallon's thank you notes, but...
Those are actually funny, though.
I know. We'll just spin it differently. It'll be Trev's inbox.
Man chugs beer with the foul ball in his drink. That's mildly disgusting.
Yeah, that ball is dirty. You don't want to chug a beer.
Dude, how many fingers do you think have been on that ball?
That ball has mud on it.
Dirty, literal mud.
Yeah, it's rubbed up with mud.
The baseballs, yes. Well, look at him.
But I think
only really a couple swallows. He just had a hard time getting around the ball.
That's all right. Good for him.
There's only about a quarter left in the cup. You know what I mean? All right. Let's see.
Look, we need to stop all doing bits, okay?
Is that Dak Prescott sitting next to him, or is that somebody different?
That's a good reversal there. Good job.
I don't even know what I said.
You just pulled the Mike Rozier. You reversed field pretty quick. I think you better score now.
All right, back to steak on a stick.
You know what's funny? That wasn't even like one of his top five greatest runs. But it is like the signature.
Yes.
He's had some filthy... You could pick four out of the K-State game alone.
But he won the Heisman off of that one.
Yeah, he's a really good player.
Yeah, he was okay.
Back to steak on a stick. I'm sorry, what?
Steak on a stick.
Hey, so do you have an air fryer? Because you could do that every day if you wanted to.
I do.
Just cut up a steak, a little olive oil, season it to your liking. Go about six, seven minutes on 400.
I've just gotten this
and
mode
just put them on a skewer.
Since it's gotten nice out, I just put everything on the grill now.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Everything just goes on the grill.
I'm with you. I had the Traeger and the drum going Sunday.
How intimidating that would be is if you're an opponent, you walk into Memorial Stadium, and let's say there's 30,000 people eating steak off a stick. I mean, you are scared because you're wondering what kind of crowd this is.
Is that
Oh, my God. These guys are insane.
They are savages.
So, wait. I watch...
they eat meat.
I know you're surprised because it's on the Food Network, but I watch...
Unseasoned meat off of a stick.
I watch Carnival Eats, and sometimes there are these competitions that have, like, food at a carnival. I don't know if steak on a stick would be, like, profitable. Because you always have to factor in time it takes, product. Like, would steak on a stick be...
Well... It would start a whole bunch of complaints afterwards that the steaks were
because basically,
too well done.
Unless you are taking it off the grill that's right down there in the south end zone.
The huge grill.
They feed the players.
Yeah.
Unless you're taking it off that, more than likely you're warming it up. You're cooking it somewhere else. You're bringing it in the concession stand. Then you're warming it up
Do you shop at Costco? Have you seen like that chicken that's supposed to be on a skewer? It's like chicken satay and it's already pre-pressed and cut.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Maybe it's like that.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't buy that, though.
I'm just imagining
But that
one
would
of
those, be very cost-effective, because that thing is only like 10 bucks.
I'm just imagining one of those 16-year-old kids walking up and down the aisles with a big with a big cooler, and he just pulls out a...
Good steak on a stick?
Just pulls out a steak.
I wonder how long
would,
no,
he, well, he
how
has,
long would
he
it
has
take
steaks,
to wrap them?
And he has a stick, and then he sticks the steak, and then he hands it to you.
Or what if he walks
how
around like...
How are you
like,
supposed
you know, like,
to eat that?
You know, like the cotton candy.
You're the paella guy. How would you eat the steak on a stick?
It's easy. It's like a corn dog.
Would you be a one-handed eater or a two-handed eater of steak on a stick?
Well,
would you just gnaw at it?
I think you'd probably have to grab the steak with your hands.
Does it come with a dipping sauce?
To rip it off.
What? A dipping sauce?
Yeah, who's dipping their steak?
You got a football game.
I don't know.
Nachos are bad enough.
People like sauce.
I think you should just be happy that you're getting steak at a football game.
Absolutely.
And you're not in the bougie seats.
We're not going to get steak on a stick. He did seamlessly just say, hey, you know, we're looking into...
I don't see why we can't. Those are his exact words.
It was so smooth. I'm like...
You could tell he was like so over... Because this is 40 minutes into the hour show, and he's like, I'm done with this. Let's do it.
So
steak on a stick.
He's done for the year, right? Because I would call into that show and disguise my voice and ask just pertinent questions.
Who would you be?
I would be...
You would be George from Friend?
No, I would be Will from Juanita. Longtime season ticket holder.
Juanita?
Yep.
He's a Palisades guy.
I once stood in line at the Tam O'Shanter to get Bob Devaney's autograph. I've been a big fan.
And what would you like to know?
Well, I would come up with a question that was pertinent at the time.
Yeah.
But it would be something.
Are they
going to
get
wall.
Wi-Fi boosts?
They'd be off the wall.
No, if you're in Juanita, you're probably. Are you worried about the Wi-Fi boosts?
You guys talk about where's. What are you talking about, Juanita? What's Juanita?
That's who I'd be.
It's a town.
You know, Juanita.
They
co-op.
They co-op.
It's a village.
Juanita
in Adams
Palisades.
County.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, never heard.
You
of
never
it.
Been there?
Nope.
Population 755.
You know what? It's like
Juanita,
true,
Nebraska.
Yeah, it's yes. like true Nebraska.
Are you talking about Junietta?
Yeah, they are.
I'm sorry, pardon?
You talking about Junietta?
Yeah.
What, huh?
It's not spelled Juanita.
No, okay. Oh, you're talking about how you say it.
Yeah. Yeah, are we talking about the same thing?
It's Juanita.
No, it's not.
It is too.
It is definitely not.
It is Juanita Palisades.
That's a different thing. I don't know what that is.
The co-op is Juanita. I don't know what you're
what?
Talking
go
about because I've never heard
go,
of it.
Go to the map. Junietta, Nebraska is a place.
That's it's different than
by,
what I'm
it's,
saying.
It's by yeah. it's a, on the outskirts
oh,
of Hastings.
Yeah, well, it's different than what I'm saying. Hold on. It's Juanita Palisades. Yeah. They co-op.
Yes,
they're talking about W-A-U-N-E-T-A.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at you like
Juanita.
You're speaking Brazilian.
Out, Juanita's
yeah.
out by Imperial.
I.e. Portuguese.
The first girl I asked out when I was at Nebraska was from Juanita.
Would you stop? What was her name?
Juanita. I think it was Cindy.
Well, that's a good wholesome Juanita
name. We shared a class together.
Cindy from Juanita.
How'd it go? I think her name was Cindy.
How'd it go?
How do you not know?
She wanted to be friends.
How do you not know?
What her name was?
Yeah.
Dude, I had a lot since then.
Oh, my God. He's just part.
It was like a freshman in college.
Part Casanova.
It was like part college, and we were in the same class, and we were just friends. How would I remember her name? I like, once she said no, I moved on.
Oh, yeah. You were turned down?
Oh, yes. I was turned down many times.
I told you, make it too hard on yourself.
Well, I couldn't.
You strike me as a volume shooter.
No. No. Not necessarily so. I was.
Hey, one of these,
I agree
one
with
of these
you,
is bound to go in.
Hey, yeah. I was more confident when I got out of college. Okay. Yeah. Than I was during college. But that was early on because everyone's saying, hey, man, you know what? You need, like, go to college and get a girlfriend. So I was like, okay, we've been, you know, in the same class for 2 weeks.
Everybody told you to do that?
Well, yeah.
That's weird.
I know.
It's not usually what people tell you to do.
Well, I mean, people were concerned about my love life back
hey,
then.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
Get this. So Brian in our Equitable Bank Zone inbox, by the way, is our text line working?
Hell yeah, it is.
All right, so he's now this would be weird. I just don't know if I could do this. He says, my wife owns a small house cleaning business. She cleans multiple houses where there is someone home while she cleans. They are not working from home. Like, what would you do? Do you just go to the other room or something like that?
Well, some people are really, you know, they want to make sure everything goes right. Little... Maybe
so you just watch?
Overbearing.
That would be awkward. Although I would want to make sure you clean the back door, though. Or something like that.
Just want to make sure.
It's an analogy. Yeah, like.
Oh, okay.
Make sure you get over here.
To make sure you get.
Oh, okay. I thought you needed your back door.
Because I don't know if this is frowned upon or not, but. Like, if you have a cleaning person and they miss something, do you call them back and tell them? Or do you not do that?
Mm. Are they coming back the next week?
I would say no, but at the same time,
it's not like I'm a professional house cleaner hirer person. I don't know the proper protocol.
I would say no, but I'm also the person who would never have a cleaning person.
You're also the person who only cleans your ceiling fan twice a year.
Yeah, with the
so you mean like taking a picture?
Twice a year. That's all it needs.
Well, you know, like if you get home and there's like fingerprints on the microwave or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think you might say something.
Yeah.
But if you have a good relationship, because if they come to your house like every week, you have a really good relationship with them. So, you know, maybe you.
Once a week seems like a lot. You must have a lot of traffic. I can see once every two.
Maybe you're doing it more for company at that point.
Company?
Yeah.
Like you just, like if you had me over, would you have your house clean? Would you even remotely want to pick up?
Maybe one. Yeah, you just need a friend also to have your house cleaned. Nobody's home during the day. Everybody else is
hey,
at work.
I'm going to get some games in. You want to come sit with me in my gamer chair? Hang on. Let me clean up for a bit.
Not me in particular.
somebody else.
Yeah, somebody else. Need to talk? Need to chat?
Hey.
You have the cleaning person.
I need
over.
Some company.
Now, there are a little
can somebody help me clean?
You don't tell them that's what it's for. You say, could you come over and help me clean? And then all of a sudden, they come over.
You just start talking?
They come over. You know, they're there three times over the span of 2 weeks. And you're all of a sudden, you're friends.
But I do think we kind of missed it, though, because I have a really good buddy who made quite a bit of money from cleaning. And there's actually two. Another guy I played with had a cleaning service and has done very well. And I'm thinking to myself, the market has to be huge. Mm-hmm. Right?
Say that.
Because I know what my mom has my brother's old cleaning lady. And I think she's pretty high.
That, like, and lawn mowing.
Well, you know, I coach two guys.
Everybody. That is one of my biggest regrets in life.
I coach two guys that it's unreal.
How did I not start a lawn mowing business when I was 17?
But you'd think the market is satiated, though. That's
you
the
would
thing.
Think so. But apparently it's not.
You mow lawns and shovel snow?
Yeah.
Stay busy year-round?
Yep.
It is funny because the guys that I used to want, and I know two guys that actually run their own companies. One of my guys, Brad, like, he always had something to do, so maybe they are spread thin.
I'm telling you, everyone that starts up makes money off of it. They can make as much money as they want.
We've
never
guy,
seen
a
fail.
We know a guy that's graduating from prep that killed it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, a kid across the street from my parents when I was a kid, he must have started the business at, like, I don't know, 12 or 13. I'm not kidding. And now all of a sudden, now he's got, you know, a trailer and a couple riding lawnmowers and all this equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah, when my players come back to me talking about they hit up Ty's Outdoor Power, I know that I'm in the wrong business.
Right. Well, didn't you guys, like, when you were, like, 12, 13 years old, you had your parents' lawnmower and you just went around the neighborhood asking if you could mow people's lawns or shovel their driveway?
I did not do that. But
I think I would prefer to mow than shovel, like, all things being
equal. Yeah. For sure.
When the older kids in my neighborhood were making money, I was like, I can do this as well, when they moved out, when they went to college. So I would, like, go up and down the street with
and
my lawnmower.
Shoveling is significantly more difficult.
And you can't,
I wasn't real excited about shoveling, but mowing.
You can't mow a lawn bad. You can't do bad.
I would
at
knock
that.
On the door.
Oh, yes, you can.
How? Who has ever mowed a lawn poorly?
Oh.
You're joking.
I've never seen it.
That's as bad as the cleaning device.
I didn't know. I do apologize.
You've never
for
seen a poorly
that.
Mowed lawn?
I did not know what that was.
You've never seen a poorly mowed lawn?
Not in my experience. I guess I'm just
crooked
good at
lines
it.
Or the edge up isn't even.
Or you
or
don't
around
get all
the tree
grass.
Looks like it has a mini mohawk. Like,
maybe I'm not studying other people's lawns close enough. But
I think you're kind of messing with me.
You'll get there.
Do you know how particular? Ask Sauter. Did you already talk to him this week?
Oh, we send did. Pictures of our lawns to each other.
That's weird. Oh,
every
very romantic.
Day. Me, wow. Sauter, and Schaefer. And then I guess you got roped into another
yeah,
text.
Yeah, I'm on it now.
Yeah.
Which was, I was laughing in bed last night.
Schaefer's
nuts.
Schaefer's out of control.
Just the random pictures. So he's vacationing, right? As
yes.
we talk to him?
Yep.
And his walk-off Friday was, by the way, Shane, don't call me next Friday because I'm not picking up. So we're like, oh, okay, hey, have a nice trip. But his response when I went Unabomber on him, or was that you, when he was like, that's the wrong state. I'm not quite there yet.
And that was
him. I go, well, someplace up there. I mean, he looked like he was already
so he's sending
kind
us,
of morphing in with the...
He's sending us videos of himself like this, and he's spinning around and saying, we out here. We out here. But the video is like super...
I was crying.
The video is like super low quality. I don't know how. I don't know what's going on over there.
Hey, how many of those beers in do you think he is like?
He keeps tweeting pictures of him every 10 seconds.
Looks like a damn fine trip.
He's had 45 beers.
Dude, hey, those fish and chips looked fantastic, though.
He studied the what they were going to do. Like, his wife wanted to go that way.
Yeah.
And so they have a plan. So they've studied where to eat and to drink. And then some places are just word of mouth from town folk.
Yeah.
There's not a bad vacation.
There's
to drive.
A couple of
I
places
drive.
On diners, drive-ins, and dives that are in Idaho.
They look legit. A couple of lodges, just like
explore.
Off the beaten path.
It's Flavortown adjacent.
I'm sorry?
Idaho. It's Flavortown adjacent.
Right next to Flavortown?
Yeah.
Where's Flavortown?
Wherever you want it to be.
Oh, you said adjacent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I am on the struggle bus today. Although Sharpie did blow it. He said what I thought he said. I just didn't think he was dumb enough to say it. I actually misunderstood you.
I was not dumb enough to say it. I didn't know what that was. Now when I go home, and I'm going to go home right after I go grocery shopping, I'm going to go into my bedroom, and I'm going to pick it up, and I go, I'm going to apologize. I've been calling you a fluffer. You are not a fluffer. You are a...
You're going to talk to an inanimate
That's
object?
That's not even what you call it, though. I don't even know where you got that from.
That's what I always thought it was.
I don't think he could find the word.
No, it was sent to him on Twitter.
Well, after I said it.
Yeah, I don't even know. Did he just get that off the regular dictionary?
I don't know. I would call him something different, like administrative assistant instead of a fluffer, but that's just me.
Hey, I need an admin. Can I get some admin help?
Fan's dirty.
I'm sure that usually gets you either divorced or
fired.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, speaking of which, and I'm gonna get out of here on this, but do you believe the astronomical?
I know you were disappointed. You
do you
that,
believe
you
the astronomical
the
numbers?
And just
have
kill,
you been on?
Say,
are you on TikTok a ton?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you believe some of the numbers that these people are saying that they're paying for, like this one?
Oh,
girl was,
yeah, when they live in New York or whatever,
and they're like doing like the OFs. This one lady was talking about this her new riding mower that she bought and like $40,000 a month, and I'm like, really?
Yeah, they're like TikToking screenshots of their pages and how much, because it like keeps track apparently of how much you've made.
But the one girl, the Cash Me Outside girl, did make millions though.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
That's from
a different website.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But still, millions?
Yeah, millions.
I don't.
Makes total sense to me.
What? Wait.
Okay. Look, I got to stand up for this one.
Explain this.
A little worried that you both not only stood up, but also leaned in.
Well, you have an answer to the question that we don't have.
There are literally millions of men who will literally pay to see an 18-year-old naked.
Hey, on that note,
you
guys should
disagree?
Read the quote tweets on the Channel 8 video.
I agree!
What are the replies on that? I'm a little... We may need to come back to that at some other point.
Okay, okay.
Listen. So, what's 40... I should know this, right? Just 40 times 12.
At 15 bucks a month, yeah, she can make $1 million. Pretty quick.
Is that 600 grand?
480.
480 grand.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Oh, man. National people are now quote tweeting.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, big cat's all over this story.
Sharpie, you told me... Yesterday when I had my meltdown over the...
We had a meltdown?
The baseball thing?
Oh, whining about Purdue. I said...
Win games. What a great start to the week we've had, by the way.
I said... You just give fodder that we constantly have to defend. Just don't do it. And Sharpie's like, no, just ignore it. Just ignore it.
That was a pretty good impression.
And I'm like,
you got to admit this. This is not something you can ignore.
Sharpie,
you must share with
almost
the
every
world.
Broadcast like that I'll do or we'll go somewhere or we'll travel somewhere. Do you know what it's about? Our fan base. Inevitably, every city.
Yeah. It's the greatest war we have.
Hey,
the Nebraska fan base civil war.
The majority of people quote tweeting are our listeners. Nick, who Papa Nicky Tom.
Oh, okay.
He goes, finally, someone's speaking the truth about Balloongate.
He's messing with you.
Well, you mess with me. He messed with the dude outside of Ivana Cone.
Has anybody brought up how Trev Alberts just is the canceller of things?
Oh,
UNL, yes.
UNL
yes,
football.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Cowboy Kermit in our Menchie's
Wait, what's his name?
Cowboy Kermit? I don't think that's his Christian name.
Oh, Yahoo Sports College Football has tweeted.
Oh, here we go. Yes. Tweeted, what are the takes?
College football, where fans want an athletic director fired because he stopped a balloon release. What a
fans,
sport.
Plural. A lot of us do.
I'm Pat 40.
We all want this.
Abby, also one of our listeners.
Yeah, I had discussions with Abby yesterday.
Someone come get their dad. He's clearly been drinking.
Oh, that was early this morning. That's a couple hours old. So is the hype man, is this a good lawn or what? Oh, he said, here's some good lines.
See, that's what I was thinking. Like,
they're okay.
You got to bag that.
That was the first quote tweet.
Yeah, he probably just hasn't had the blower out yet.
You got to bag that.
This dude is allowed to vote.
No, if it's early, he doesn't want to bag that.
I've been bagging mine all spring so far. I just like it. I like the feeling.
Ooh. You're a weird dude. I kind of like it, though.
Hey, Austin, who's a broadcaster out in Kearney and really good? He says, BYOB, bring your own balloons.
Hey, see.
Is that legal?
Look, this is why Fred can't have nice things.
Oh, well, my God. Retweet that immediately. Well,
the way they worded it.
Send it to me, and I will retweet it immediately.
The way they worded it is Nebraska will stop handing out balloons. So I think you can bring your own.
Okay, so this is an Iowa fan that, quote, tweets the Channel 8 story of the man in Haymarket.
This should be good.
Grown man demands another grown man is fired because he can't have a balloon. Buy a balloon, bring it in, let it go into the sky during the fake sellout, then leave after the first quarter, as is tradition.
God, see.
So people responded to this Iowa fan after he responded.
So what has led...
He said, have a cookie. This is why this sport is so great.
Actually, it's not.
Oh,
this is why people say I'm crabby.
Did you guys have a
you
conversation?
You need to just sit here and go through. You need to. Now people are upset at Channel 8 for interviewing man on the street.
I thought about it. I was like, why give it the
I believe
ammo?
That was the same.
That's like the safest thing to do in journalism. Yeah,
that's
is interview
the exact
man on the street.
Reason they did that.
That was the same you know, idea of that gave us the guy when Fred Hoiberg got hired of we're going to go dancing. I love that guy. We're going dancing.
Apparently.
Dancing.
And it's probably in here, to be fair. It's not a reporter. It's probably like a camera person.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, just go out and get some reaction. And they're like,
get
really?
People's takes.
Okay. Hey, sir, you're coming out of the ice cream shop. Did you know that Trev Alberts did away with the balloons?
I think you should be fired.
Are we
going
to just act like Brian's wife doesn't have to have her service operate with people watching them clean, but and they don't clean their own home? Am I the only one that thinks that's weird? Or are you guys over that because you think people want to make small talk?
Say this again.
Like, why would you just watch somebody clean your house?
I don't know. People are different. Love languages.
Hey, you can delete that tweet, by the way.
It's not deletable.
Can you imagine
by him?
Somebody just
he
dropped
can't
in?
It.
He if somebody dropped in,
which one?
Just
you don't like the poll
questions,
Gary?
Love languages.
Oh, I haven't looked at the poll questions.
Oh, okay.
No, he's talking about the Photoshop that has.
is Voyeur part of the
that
answer
surfaced.
For a love language? Yeah, I just want to watch.
Did you guys have a discussion about where all the helium went?
Purdue.
They are full of hot air. Am I right, guys?
Bam. You can take that that nice little graphic design thing down, please.
Oh, but it's my passion, Gary.
Wait. There's a Photoshop of Gary?
Yeah.
Is it the one?
Dude, it's the one that Fred did.
It's just a quote from the show.
You said it, man.
I guess good to at be that fair. Photoshop thing. He has a great one with.
It's not a hot.
He put Sharpie's face on Al Pacino when he's at the desk, and we haven't seen Scarface.
Yeah,
but
no, I know.
Right Sharpie. Before he has one of his meltdowns, and he slapped because Sharpie. I can't even remember what he was on that morning. He was going bananas, like he was. Oh, he was doing the say hello to my little friend, and he was in some mood, and he hit him with. This was just like a month or two ago, dude. I was laughing my head off. He did it with Sipple, too. That's why you don't give him any ammo, man. He's got to keep it moving. Did they finally get out of that inning?
I think so.
All right.
Sharpie.
Connor wants to get on with the show.
I'm good.
Connor's still laughing.
I'm good.
It's whatever. I mean, we were going to talk about fluffers in the first hour anyway.
I missed Adjacent, and I missed Ivanicone. Both things I heard incorrectly. Now, I did hear you just fine. Ivanicone.
Good place.
Yeah, good ice cream.
It's like the Ted and Wally's of Lincoln.
There's only one Ted and Wally's.
But they don't. I don't think they're in Lincoln.
The 10 Wives of Lincoln.
Thank you.
Hey, is that what he said? Did he say the 10 Wives of Lincoln?
Yes.
I think
Well, since you have trouble hearing people this morning.
Wow.
He had headphones on.
Yeah. Beat me to it. Damn.
All right, on that note.
That's the crossover. We'll start things off next.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.